Well, happy day to you, and thanks for tuning in. This is What's Wellness Podcast, and I'm your host, Alia, from Alia Yoga. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. Thank you for finding me here. And if you've been along for the ride, hope you're doing well. Thank you so much for your ongoing support. And I am hoping that today's episode really inspires you. You know, or you should by now, that I love to reuse things, recycle, take care of the planet. Anytime I'm out and about, I pick up plastic. Lately, whenever I pick up my dog's droppings, I locate any pieces of plastic nearby that I can scoop up simultaneously so that I'm more than just picking up after my dog. I'm also making the area around there a little bit cleaner, less plastic. I think that small steps over time can make a big difference. And I've said it before, it may not be my trash that I'm picking up, my rubbish, but it is my planet, and I believe it's my responsibility to make the world a cleaner place for generations to come. So with that in mind, today's episode is all about sustainability in the realm of what type of water bottle that you use. My interview with Maureen from Thermos and Life Factory, we talk about the reusable water bottles made from beautiful European glass and how sustainable this company is that they make their product not only dishwasher safe, but their baby bottles are able to be boiled, to be disinfected. The list goes on about ways that they're improving our ability to use less plastic. Before we get into that interview, I'd like to share with you the warm words of the week. This is a segment where I share a review that was left on the iTunes podcast platform. And keep in mind, if you leave a 5-star rating and written review, I'll not only donate money on your behalf to the Rob Machado Foundation, but you also have the possibility of having your warm words read in this segment. So with that being said, these warm words come from Portimus. Loved this episode. Thanks for getting the word out. Could you imagine if every single person picked up just one piece of trash every time they were on the beach or in the mountains or in or on the water? How much less trash pollution would be in the natural environment? Portimus, that is so true. Well said. And thank you so much for that review. I really, really appreciate it. Hey everybody, stick around for just a moment. I'll be back after this short break. I think you'll find this interview with Maureen to be interesting and inspiring. So hang out for a second and I'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for sticking around. This is the conversation portion of today's episode. I'm so excited to have Maureen here for an interview on What's Wellness Podcast. Hi, Maureen. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Alia. So happy to be here. So excited to talk a little bit about wellness.
Excellent. I know you through Life Factory, but we got connected because of an Earth Day giveaway that I was so excited to be a part of. And thank you so much for allowing me to not only try the Life Factory water bottle, which is reusable and made from glass, but also we were able to give one away to a lucky winner. So that was really exciting. And now you're here on the show to talk about your wellness journey and to talk about Life Factory. So why don't we jump right in and get started? Let us know a little bit about yourself. And can you tell us about your wellness journey?
So my wellness journey has been quite a very long road of highs and lows. Over the years, I have trained with some incredible trainers, gone to hundreds of classes, and really learned what works best for me from a physical activity perspective. I love boxing, high intensity interval training, weightlifting and yoga, Pilates. I could go on, but what I've learned from these activities is all of these things contribute both to my physical and mental health. Exercise and healthy cooking are honestly my favorite hobbies, and I've realized one of my biggest stress relievers. Over the years, I've really valued the importance of movement, especially for mental health, and it is something that I encourage everyone around me to do. It's very near and dear to my heart. If you ask any of my coworkers, I'm essentially the honorary trainer of our company. Back when we were still in the office, I would host high intensity interval training workouts with a group of my coworkers in our gym at our building. And I would encourage people to come down, work out with me and get a break from work by, you know, getting in some movement. So it's something that's always been very important to me and something I always try to give those around me.
Isn't it so important to understand how the physical aspect of our routine from exercise will contribute in so many positive ways to also our mental health and well-being, that the two are related?
100%. They go hand in hand. And it's so funny when I hear someone talk about they're so stressed, they're doing all this stuff. And I ask, I'm like, well, what are you doing every day? Well, I'm always working, I'm doing this. I'm like, well, do you take a 10-minute break to get a stretch or, you know, get in a walk? We have a beautiful, at our building, again, back when we were in the office, we have a beautiful walking area around the campus of the building. And it's so important, especially during the summer times, just to get out, get some movement in, and you come back refreshed and your work really shows. It shows in your work and your mental health.
Absolutely. So true. And important to remind ourselves that taking a break is actually going to maximize your performance as opposed to be counterproductive. It'll increase your productivity. So great reminder. And what about your morning routine or any self-care practices? What do you do for yourself these days?
Totally. So my morning routine tends to fluctuate a lot, and it's very dependent upon sleep. One thing that I've realized is prioritizing sleep over everything is the number one thing you should do. Whenever, mm-hmm. even just recently when I was sick, I typically get about 8 hours, 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night, and I was getting 10 to 12 hours of sleep just trying to heal myself and feel better. And I always encourage those around me to go to bed early, just as much as you can. I know most people are parents and have other things that keep them up, but sleep is so, so important. And so again, I will put off any routine I do just to get some more sleep. But my favorite thing to do in the morning is to take about 10 minutes when I wake up to do either a little bit of self-reflecting or do a bit of stretching, just very, very basic stretches in the morning just to wake up. I feel like when you get in something like that, it brings you a little bit more joy. It makes you a little bit more focused throughout your day, and it really grounds you for the rest of your day.
So true. Do you stretch in bed or do you stand up and stretch out?
I do a little bit of both, actually.
Yeah.
It's my favorite thing to do is just, you know, get up first, you know, roll around, try to work on your back, do some cat cows, and then do some rag dolls once I get out of bed.
Love it. And it also sounds like maybe your morning routine starts the night before with prioritizing a good night's sleep.
100%. That is something it's so fun. I'm a 28-year-old woman that does not have any children, and I go to bed at 9 p.m. every night just to get as much sleep as possible.
I love it. I'm the same way. I love going to bed early. And then, you know, even if it takes a little while to fall asleep, or even if I happen to get up in the middle of the night, I know I've prioritized that time so that I can feel confident, even just mentally knowing that I've prioritized that rest. Really important.
I completely agree. I think it's one priority that everyone should focus on. I know so many people who are like, oh, I only need like 4 or 5 hours of sleep a night. And it just like terrifies me. I'm like, how are you driving? How are you going to work?
Absolutely. Sleep is so important. So do you ever have challenges with sleep?
I do. I have struggled with that a little bit since I was a kid. I have a bit of night terrors a little bit. So what I try to do is I try to, like I said, try to get be in bed by 9 so that I have as much time to fall asleep, and it really helps me calm down. And I also have a humidifier that I put eucalyptus in, so it just the it smells like you're at a meditation center almost when I go to bed. Just very calming.
Beautiful. I bet that helps to relax your mind and your body so you can drift off into pleasant dream world. So,
Yes.
how did you get involved with Life Factory? Can you talk about your role and what the company does to promote wellness? I know that's a couple of questions, but I'm curious about your influence in the wellness realm of Life Factory and what you do there.
Totally. So I have worked actually for Thermos since I graduated college. I started off as a product assistant, became a product manager, and then I got in a role product marketing manager for Under Armour, for our Under Armour product line. Since I've always been extremely enthusiastic about health and exercise, the role was a great fit, and it really helped me build the foundation that I needed to move on to the brand manager role that I am in today. A little few years ago, Thermos acquired the Life Factory brand just because of how beautiful and sustainable and health focused the brand was. It really helped us kind of bridge a little bit of where we were and where we wanted to be, well as getting into the gorgeous glass that products that we offer.
It sounds like Thermos is an umbrella company that has multiple brands, perhaps, underneath it. Can you explain a little bit and distinguish that for the listeners?
Yes, so Thermos is the overarching company and Life Factory brand, and we also have Alfie, which is a European glass carafe brand that we also work on. Thermos has more of the vacuum insulation qualities, and Life Factory has the pure, gorgeous European glass with the silicone, and Life Factory has the glass attributes that kind of balance out our Thermos brand. So together we have a beautiful family of products.
Excellent. So I have my Life Factory bottle right here. It's, like you said, glass and has this beautiful covering. What is the covering made out of?
It's made out of a non-toxic medical grade silicone. So
And can you put the glass with the silicone covering into the dishwasher?
yes, we are 100% dishwasher safe, and we really prioritize cleanability. So with our water bottles and our wine glasses that we offer, those are dishwasher safe. And then with our baby bottles that we offer, those are made from borosilicate glass, which can be frozen, can be boiled, sanitized, just because of the amount of cleanability you really want for a baby product. So we have a bit of both.
It's so important. I know people, my husband included, who he has a water bottle and it is made from BPA-free plastic. And I don't know if he's ever washed it because it has such a small little mouth. And, he's like, it's just water that goes in there. But I think about all of the backwash and particulate and, can we boil some water and put it in there or some vinegar or something like that? And to him, it's no big deal. But to me, cleaning out my water bottle is incredibly important. So I love that it's dishwasher safe. And perhaps you can tell us a little bit about any new products coming out or exciting launches. What's new happening with Life Factory or Thermos?
So, we actually are launching a new baby product, baby bottle line that is stainless steel vacuum insulated. We're pairing the two brands and really and using the technology that Thermos has and bringing it to Life Factory, starting with the products that really started our company. I don't know if I mentioned this earlier, but Life Factory was started as a baby bottle company. So we really wanted, as our first step into a new innovation, we wanted to refocus on baby. So this summer, we'll be coming out with a wide mouth baby bottle that has multiple stage nipples, soft sippy caps, a hard sippy cap, straw lids, and solid lids. The point of this is so that you can have the product grow with your child every single step of the way. We know that each child is so unique, which is why continuing to innovate for parents is so important for the foundation of our brand.
So exciting. I love that because, like you said, it'll grow and evolve with the baby, and you can be sure that they're not having any of the detrimental aspects that come with using plastic. We've used plastic for baby bottles for how many decades? A long time.
Yeah, it's a very long time. And really, our company started in about 2007. That's when Life Factory brand was born. From there, the company started with a pediatric feeding specialist and an industrial designer that paired their skills together to come up with this gorgeous, innovative bottle. And it was because they kept seeing plastic bottles being used for babies, and they knew that there must be a better solution for babies and for their family. So that is where the company started, and finding the ways to make sure that parents have the tools they need to keep their children safe is extremely important to us.
Brilliant. Well, thank you for giving us a brief history about the company and how it got started. It's been around now for more than a decade, which is really exciting. Are there any big changes other than the new baby line that's coming out? What direction is the company headed?
So we definitely have some great products that are coming down the line. I can't talk to them just yet, but something that we've been focusing on now, especially this year, has been our Pledge Reusable campaign. We have been focusing on the environment and finding ways to not only make product that is sustainable, but also contributing to the knowledge of our customers. We've been putting out facts about the environment, why single-use plastic needs to be eliminated, and why you need to find ways to use reusable products. Another part of our company is we love the aspect of reuse, recycle, and repurpose. Those are extremely important for us. We try to educate our customers that, especially with our baby bottles, you don't just stop using them when your child grows up. You can use them for salad dressing mixing. You can use them for organizing your cabinet. You can use them for seasonings that you don't have a package for. So that there's so many options to use our products, reuse them, and then someday, if need be, recycle.
You should have seen my face when you just said that. That just blew my mind. And I love learning about ways to repurpose and reuse things. I often save glass jars and things like that that I can then add my protein powders too, or my superfoods, and be able to travel, or different combinations of things that I like to create at home. So that's an awesome tip to save those bottles, and even as your baby grows up, to repurpose them for clever and creative ideas and things like that.
Yes, that is something as a company we prioritize it the most. I mean, not only do we offer those baby bottles, but we do have the bottle that you have, actually, our water bottles. They are great for so many things. What I love to do is I always love to give someone a product and see what they end up doing with it. There's not one right way to use a product. There's always something unique. Just for example, my future mother-in-law, I know she loves her Life Factory bottle. She keeps it in the fridge with her juice in it in the fridge, because she prefers it out of the glass. And so she her as her juice holder.
Brilliant. Use it for your juice. That's great.
It's a now, good space-saving tip.
Sorry. Absolutely. I have one that has a little sippy lid, which I prefer because with the wide mouth, I'm prone to spilling. Mm-hmm. So tell us about the different styles. There's different sizes and and lid covers. What are the options that are available right now?
Great question. So we have a few sizes, a 12 ounce, a 16 ounce, and a 22 ounce. Each of them have interchangeable lids. So we have a solid cap lid, great for those who prefer the wide mouth, or if you're going to go on a hike and you just want to have a really sturdy lid, that's perfect for you. The active flip cap, which that's the product you have, that's great for high intense workouts where you need to get a really big gulp of water, but you're not using the glass as the wide mouth opening. And then one of my personal favorites is our straw lid. It is a great way to get as much water in you as possible. The active flip cap is great for immediate gulps, but I feel like when I drink out of a straw, it gets me to drink so much more water throughout the day. It's almost like mindless drinking is what I like to call it. And then we also have the press and go lid, which is for those who, I know a few people who don't like to get a lot of water. They'd rather take little sips over time. So that's a great product for someone who's more along the lines of, I just want to sip, take little sips of water throughout the day, which is, it's great for those consumers as well.
That's so important to understand the differences and the variations to choose from. And one of my best friends, Hillary, she has a water bottle that has the straw. And I'm always so impressed because she drinks a ton of water throughout the day. And I asked her once, how do you drink so much water? And she said it's because of the straw in this water bottle. It just helps me to be able to get more water and drink more throughout the day. And before she knows it, she's gone through three or four bottles of water and it's not even
that
noon.
Is so what happens to me. I also love it for when I go to bed. It's a great way to, what I love about these, Life Factory water bottles too, is because they're not staying cold forever. Like you get from vacuum insulation. When you wake up in the morning, you're not drinking like the coldest water ever. And you can just kind of lean over, take a sip, go back to bed, or, you know, you don't have to glug a big jug of water.
That's ideal. So great. So this podcast is called What's Wellness? Do you have some tips you can share or suggestions for people, either from your personal experience or the standpoint of Life Factory, that you can offer to listeners? You've already shared some about keeping your juice in the glass bottle, in the fridge, or repurposing. What are some other tips or suggestions you have that you can share with us?
So I think I kind of touch on it a little bit, but one thing I always encourage people to do is think before you throw away. I believe that any product you own can be repurposed into something else, or it might be something that someone else needs that all you have to do is donate to somebody else. I really encourage people to think a bit differently when they purchase products. Oftentimes we get drawn to something that is flashy and new and trendy, but we lose interest in it so quickly, just as quick as we found it and got excited about it, we lose interest in it. And then so much of that winds up in landfills. And all I can say is purchase products that are high quality, that you're going to love, that are going to last for a long time. And also to think differently when you purchase. Not everything that you buy can be used. It has to be used the way that it was intended for. There are so many other uses that you can use. So the lasting impression I want to leave is reuse it, repurpose it, or at the very least, recycle it so that we reduce our footprint in this world.
Brilliant. That inspires me. I think I want to ask listeners to do something like that, repurpose something in a clever way, or donate something that someone else could then use, or some creative way of reducing the environmental impact of the things that you're consuming. Maybe you can take a picture and or take a screenshot of this part of the podcast and share it on your social media. Tag Life Factory, tag What's Wellness Podcast and Alia Yoga, and I'll definitely reshare any of the things that you do that are clever and inspiring ways to reduce the impact and repurpose some material, or to donate and be able to help someone else who otherwise may be in need. So, last question for you, and then I'll let you have the floor if there's anything else that you want to share. But I always love to ask what's something that you're grateful for today.
Well, thank you so much for the shout out to Life Factory as well. That would be amazing. But one thing that I am grateful for today, it truly is the health of myself, my friends, and my family. I know I have had, even just personally, just this illness very recently, but I know that so many people are going through so much with their families right now. And every day that everyone in my family, everyone that I love is healthy, it makes me so much happier every day. I have to say, this entire pandemic has really made me reflect a lot and made me appreciate so many things. I have been so grateful for our senior management. They have been focusing on the health and wellness of our employees. They've been really putting us first, prioritizing health. Before even people to work from home, they were doing deep cleans of the office and setting us up to work from home for quite a while. And we are actually going to go back probably at the end of summer. They're going to give us a decent amount of time, make sure everyone's safe, everyone's healthy, and really prioritizing us, which I just am so grateful for.
Wow, that's awesome.
We're like one big family, and I just can't thank them enough for everything they've done for me and us. So,
That's so important these days and rare. So I'm glad to hear that.
Well, the big overarching thing is health and having the people that I love healthy. And I'm sending all the healthy wishes to the listeners out there, and I hope you and all your loved ones are staying safe and well.
Oh. Thank you. I couldn't agree more. That's so important. And it's something that we can at times take for granted, but I think really important to practice not taking for granted and to appreciate our health and that of our families. So that's beautiful. Before we go, will you share some ways that people can find Life Factory, get in touch? Any types of information that you want to share or that I can also link in the show notes? How do people purchase Life Factory products and any last things that you'd like to
Great.
share?
So, one thing you guys can do is follow Life Factory brand on Instagram and Facebook. We're always doing giveaways, just like with Alia, with your giveaway. Like, we love engaging with our customers and getting our products out there. Another way you can purchase our products, check out our website, www.lifefactory.com, as well as we're available on Amazon. We are available in stores, but stay home, order online, and stay safe.
Perfect. I will put those links in the show notes for ease of access. And listeners, I can't tell you enough how much I love my Life Factory water bottle. It's glass, it goes in the dishwasher, it's easy to clean. Everything about Life Factory is inspiring to me, the ways that you're uplifting your employees and the ways that you're giving back and educating about repurposing and reusing and being clever about the ways that you use these bottles. There's no right or wrong way. You can figure it out what works best for you. And if you do find something clever, I know that Life Factory would love to see it. So be sure to tag them. And Maureen, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today and sharing about yourself and what you do for Thermos and Life Factory. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show. And I wish you and your loved ones health and wellness and continued passion for all of these things that are contributing positively to the
Thank you so
world
much,
around
Alia.
you.
I really appreciate the time, and I loved being on the show. It's been so much fun.
Well, I most certainly learned a lot from that conversation and really enjoyed having Maureen from Thermos and Life Factory on the show today. Look for future collaborations between Alia Yoga on Instagram and Life Factory. We will collaborate again, I'm sure, in the future. If you have any questions, comments, feedback, or requests about What's Wellness podcast, please get in touch with me anytime. Send me an email. alia@aliayoga.com. We can also stay connected through Instagram at Alia Yoga, spelled A-H-L-I-A. Of course, you can check out all of the different things I offer on my website, aliayoga.com. And if you're into yoga, guided meditations, and home workouts, you can check out my YouTube, which is also Alia Yoga. I have an Instagram for this podcast at What's Wellness Podcast. And if there was something that really resonated with you from today's episode, take a screenshot, share it on your social media, tag What's Wellness Podcast, Alia Yoga, and tag at Life Factory as well. Thank you so much for being along for this ride, this amazing adventure. I'm really enjoying recording these episodes and receiving your feedback, your comments, and your questions. So keep sending those. And remember to leave a 5-star rating and written review, please, on the podcast iTunes store. And you'll have an opportunity to have your warm words read on a future episode. I'll also donate money on your behalf. So it's a win-win. Hang out, hang in, do well, be good, and I can't wait for the next time I'm able to connect with you in this way. I'll be dropping a new episode next week on Thursday. Thank you once again, and be well.